And it's time to catch up on everything that's happening in Tumbee Bay. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. We're off to the Tumbee Bay Beer Garden, I understand.
Oh, yes, but it's for a completely professional reason.
That's your story and you're sticking to it.
The Tumbee Business Group is inviting local businesses along to an informal Christmas catch-up. I cannot believe we're already up to Christmas catch-ups, can you?
It's scary.
Yeah, but anyway, that's where we are. It's November 24th from 6:30 p.m. at the Tumbee Bay Hotel Beer Garden. So it's just a great chance for business people of the Tumbee Bay District to get together and catch up and find out what's happening in the world of business.
And while we're on the topic of Christmas, the local pageant is on again this year?
It is. And it's going to be on Friday, December 17th. And as we normally do in Tumbee, it starts with the Traders Trail for the kids in the afternoon. So details are just coming out about where and when that will be happening. Then after that, the pageant is at 6 p.m. and that goes through the main streets and will end at the town oval this year, actually, for something different. So there'll be a community Christmas party up at the town oval. Bouncy Castle, live music from the President's Men. Do you know them?
I've heard of them. I haven't actually heard any of their music, though.
Oh, they're pretty good. And some food stalls and a bar and lots more. So it should be a great atmosphere. And providing the weather's good, should be a great night for the locals.
Now, something that I know that even people in Port Lincoln and Adelaide are excited about, Under the Pines is going to return.
Oh, and we are so excited about that because it has had to cancel that last year, obviously, with COVID. So everyone will be very excited to see the return of Under the Pines. It's a big favourite for the district and the whole of the EP, and yes, even throughout the state. They've announced the event's return on January 8th. They've also put out names for some great musos who are going to be there. So Joshua James Morfitt, the Chris Kenny Band, who we all know, and Brooke Newton Music. So that is very exciting.
And then, speaking of music, on the 22nd of January, this is going to rock. Skyhooks in town.
Yes, we are very excited about having Skyhooks coming to rock the Tumbee Hall. Tickets are out, so the easiest way to get your tickets is check out the details on colourtumbee.com, because this is our first event in the lead-up to the Colour Tumbee Festival in March. So we're really excited about that. And a really cool thing for everyone to know throughout the region is that tickets can also include your return bus from Lincoln, Coffin Bay or Cummins, thanks to EP bus charters. So if you want to get along, have a great time, have a beer and be able to get home safely, we've got you covered and you can get that sorted with your ticket. So check that out.
Get in there very quick. I'm sure those will move very fast. Thank you very much, Amy, and we'll chat again next month.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Keith.